Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:19 on this terrific Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 59 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. This is what's so much fun because we get to not only share the voice of our guests, you get to see them on TV, the TV. We are really cool around here, but it's an opportunity to learn so much and thank so many of our companies that are really part of our backbone here in the community.
And they're a big sponsor of Prom Pledge. Prom is happening this year at almost all of our schools in our listening area. Might look a little different at the schools because of the world we're living in, but they're still having it this year. And that means it was time for us to roll up our sleeves and get involved with Prom Pledge. This year looks a little different. Of course, the schools are hearing a video presentation at each school from law enforcement and real life stories. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. we can only do half of that. We need great support on the other half. And those include York County Natural Gas.
Yes.
Amy Cassidy joins us. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to see you.
Nice to see y'all.
Have been part of Prom Pledge for so long. What is it about Prom Pledge that York County Natural Gas said, this is something we want to be attached to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, encouraging our children to make good decisions is so important. And to be able to back the Prom Pledge and encourage these teens, you know, to make a promise. It just helps them be accountable, I think, to each other. And we want our teens to be safe. I have two of them. You worry about them when they get behind the wheel, and there's so much distracted driving right now. Anything that we can do to encourage them.
You're so right. And what they learn through Prom Pledge is really something that helps no matter what the situation is. It's a time mm-hmm. just to pause and to really think about the choices and decisions and how sometimes tragedy could be avoided with a different decision made prior to. So it's that thinking
That's
process
right.
that can save lives.
It is. And just encouraging them to make good decisions because really they're children still. And they just don't understand the tragic consequences that can happen from one bad decision.
Yeah.
So
they think they know more than they do.
They do for a long time, even after teens.
Yeah. Speaking from experience. Yeah. I got it.
What's also great is that these young people see businesses, companies like York County Natural Gas investing in them. And, you know, at the moment, they might not realize it, but they can say, there's a lot of people that are rooting for me,
Absolutely.
That want me to be successful. And this might be one day a future employer.
That's right.
It might be, you know, somewhere where I might be on the board. Mm-hmm. You might not be necessarily an employee there, but you might be on a board. So there's a lot of investment for you all to invest in these young people during Prom Pledge. But it's also an investment for these young people to invest in these companies that help us put this together.
Yeah, we hope to. Yeah, well, you know, young people don't really understand energy so much. So, you know, our involvement can be, you know, we're the gas company, we're a utility.
It.
That's right. We support you. And yeah, come work for us one day. Yeah. And yeah, then we hope that these young people grow up. They're our future.
And I also think that you don't realize how interwoven we are as a community until you really you become familiar with a name or you meet someone from that company, and then suddenly, whether it's a festival or suddenly you need to purchase energy, mm-hmm. you go, wait a minute, this company was at they supported Prom Pledge. And then you feel a connection and you realize that really companies are more than just what they provide. They are the people that work within that company.
That's right. We try and invest in our youth from a young age. I mean, we're involved with them in elementary school. We sponsor field trips to the museum. We support terrific kids programs. There's a lot we do to really try and let the kids know that, you know, when you grow up, you want natural gas. It's well, a good energy.
Well, speaking of natural gas, we're speaking with Amy Cassidy from York County Natural Gas. A lot of construction still taking place there at your headquarters. Kind of update us what's going on and what's the finished product.
Yeah, we are so excited. I think we're rolling to a completion date this summer. So give a specific date, but July looks like a good time. Yeah, it's been a long road. This building, I don't know if you know the history of it, used to belong to the Pepsi-Cola plant, and we bought the building in 1985, renovated it then. That was our headquarters for many years until we built the customer service center. And so since then, the building's just kind of been in disrepair and really needed some upgrading. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a state-of-the-art showroom like you have never seen. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind center in the southeast with gas, you know, your traditional gas appliances. And it's going to be fitted with a lot of new natural gas technologies. We have like a Yanmar gas heat pump, which actually, you know, gas, you know, you use for heating. This system will also do air conditioning. So there are a lot of some state-of-the-art technologies. There's a tankless water heater commercial application that when you come to the showroom lobby, you can see it through glass doors, as exciting as that might be. Well, but it'll be pretty cool to look at.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a patio. We're have patio area with fire features. You know, the trend outdoor right living. Now is outdoor living. It really is. And we have a great company that provides some beautiful, beautiful features that are, you know, your linear fire pits, your gas fire bowls, some water and gas features, tiki torches.
Yes.
You know.
It's
going to be beautiful. Yesterday on your website, and I would encourage anybody that's thinking about, you know, just doing something to your quality of outdoor living space, make it beautiful. I feel better knowing that I am looking from the company itself that's also going to provide, you know,
that's
the
right.
means for it to run because right. it can, what you don't know can be scary.
It is, especially with gas pipe, and you want to be sure somebody who installs that knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But lots to choose from.
There is lots.
With that updated showroom and all the features you had explained, you will have employees who will just spend the night there.
We might. It'll be a beautiful place to spend the night and warm.
Just hang out after work. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's York County Natural Gas, one of the many companies that are part of Prom Pledge. If you've got questions about York County Natural Gas, certainly you can follow them on social media and reach out to them via website or in person. And we'll look forward to checking out the new building, hopefully when it opens this summer.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
Thanks, you so Amy. Much, Amy.
Thank you.